when you include nutrition as we know it scientifically, the substance that we consume into our bodies, which feed our bodies on an equal footing with these other areas of life, which nourish our souls and our beings, then we can have a little bit more of a well-rounded snapshot of what gives us energy and life force. Hey there, welcome to Girl Makes Fire, your go-to podcast for practical tools and solutions for the everyday challenges of being a creative and spiritual entrepreneur living in a material world. If you're a mission-driven, purpose-aligned, spirit-drenched creative, or a small business owner who's equal parts woo-woo and badass girl boss, or if you're just getting started becoming any of those things, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Deborah C. Smith. I'm a holistic business coach and the owner of several successful small businesses, and I'm here to offer you support with creativity, mindset, daily practices, and getting into imperfect action so you too can find balance while building your dream business. Let's dive in. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? I know there's some really cool dudes listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Girl Makes Fire. I am getting better at planning what's going to come next. I'm starting to get episodes, you know, out in advance planned. And I've been talking to some amazing people who have agreed to come on this podcast as a guest. I will be honest with you, as this is only the beginning still of this endeavor, I'm definitely still figuring it out and winging it. So I think that's good. I think that's what we should be doing. I'm practicing what I preach. I'm getting into imperfect action. And it is absolutely putting a flame, a fire under my butt to do all kinds of other stuff. So it's exciting. It's exactly what I hoped. And I hope in some way that inspires you to take action in your own life around something that you've been wanting to do, a goal you've been wanting to accomplish. You know, if you have a vision for something to happen inside your business or inside your personal life, anything, let this be your, this is your sign. Go take action. So yeah, I'm just grateful. And yeah, let's dive into this week's episode. I'm pumped. As you know, or if you don't know, if this is your first time listening, I will tell you, I have a background as a holistic health coach, specifically focused in the area of plant-based nutrition, but it fits into that little niche, fits into the larger kind of life coaching people around the balance between living a life that really is pursuing your dreams and keeping, maintaining a healthy body so you can actually enjoy the things that you're doing. So my health coaching practice began, I went to IIN, which is the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, bazillion years ago, not to date myself, but I graduated from health coaching school in 2006. And like about a year after that, because I wasn't quite ready to start coaching individuals, namely because I was just young and green and inexperienced in how to run a business, I got into the service aspect of food and nutrition, and I opened a juice bar with a partner. So that, I've talked about that a lot already in the podcast. I know a lot about the nuts and bolts of running an operation of a business because of that. But and I don't talk much about the nutrition aspect of that business, which was the core offering, right? We were literally feeding people fresh green juices and making plant-based salads and wraps. So I spent so much of my, you know, that big chunk of time, about 14 years, working with food and working with human bodies to help them change the way that they would eat. So as a result, I have a lot of content and information and supportive tools that can really help us to create balance in our physical bodies. And you better believe that it plays a role in every single aspect of your wellness, your wealth. I really truly believe that it's a balancing act between, you know, our wealth and our ability to succeed and really enjoy the process of doing what we do in the world and loving what we do is directly linked to the physical balance and wellness of our tissue, right? Our bones, our muscles, our organs, our hair, our skin, our teeth, the body that we inhabit, that our soul is living in, is a living, breathing organism. And it requires maintenance, and balancing is really, truly one of the most important things that we can do. So if you want to be successful in business, in my opinion, it's really important to pay attention to what you eat, what you consume, what are the inputs energetically that are a part of your system. So in today's episode, we're going to get into the difference between primary foods and secondary foods And I'm going to share with you a little bit about first what they are, how we can approach balancing the two. And then, of course, I've got a little exercise for you that I'll give you at the end of this podcast episode. So you can look forward to your homework again today. And this is a really fun one. It's an exercise that I like to do, you know, once a quarter. Hey, if you're a solopreneur who's building an online business operation, then you already know that having the right email service provider is a critical part of your business. Email marketing helps you stay connected with your community and customers anywhere they are and to engage with them on a personal level. So I've tried just about every platform that's out there, and the one that stands out from the rest for me is ConvertKit. They offer best-in-class support, training, customizable templates, advanced automation features, and the world's largest email-based creator network where you can meet new entrepreneurs and cross-promote each other's businesses. So you can start a free 14-day trial today and see why thousands of creators, including me, choose ConvertKit's powerful tools to grow their businesses with ease. Visit deborahcsmith.com/ConvertKit to start your free trial. That's deborahcsmith.com/ConvertKit. So before I break down these different nutrition concepts and how they play a role in your wellness and in your wealth and your overall general well-being, I just want to impress upon you the importance and the impact that nutrition has on our overall wellness. I've really seen this in my practice. It really can change so many things in your life. So I'm going to share three concepts today. We'll go through them one at a time, and at the end, like I said, I'll give you this exercise to do. And my hope is that it's going to help you gain clarity about your relationship with food, right? Food is just an input. Food is information, and it informs our cells. So we have this general balance that we need of nutrients, a spectrum of vitamins and minerals, macro and micronutrients that we need to get into our system on a daily basis to be sort of at a baseline, right? And typically we're out of balance. I mean, almost all people are not getting the full spectrum that they need, or it's not necessarily like well balanced. I talk a lot about this in my nutrition programs, but today I just want you to think about the role that it plays as fuel for your overall goals and your purpose that you are here to accomplish. So if you're running a business, if you're a solopreneur, you have a passion, you have a dream, you have a goal, and you might not be thinking about the fact that what you put into your body, the hydration, you know, the information, the energy that you consume and the inputs, they play such a dire impact, have such a big impact on that you reaching that goal. So again, I'm going to cover three concepts, and I just want you to enjoy listening and thinking about this in terms of how it affects your output. Okay, concept number one, you are what you eat, and that food is fuel. So when we consume food of any kind, the molecules that make up the food, the vitamins, the minerals, the carbohydrates, the proteins, the fats, they break down in our digestive system and they get carried throughout our body through our bloodstream, right? And then they integrate into the various other parts of our body, our muscles, our organs, bones, other tissues in the body. And so they provide fuel to those other parts of the body for growth at a cellular level. So in this respect, we literally are what we eat. What we consume and hopefully, you know, digest into our system is going to create the physical body that we are walking around in. It's going to contribute to the health of our bones and our skin and our hair. But, you know, not only that, the functionality of our body, like metabolic processes that happen at night when you're asleep, rely on that information that we put in. So if you are not getting a great night's sleep, maybe you're not literally getting the metabolic processes to occur because you don't have the right nutritional inputs in your system. So there's, you know, a vastly more robust explanation for our complex network of systems that sustain our life. And at the core of this operation, the food that we put into our system to sustain our life force and give us energy really becomes the source of energy for our bodies to continue to function. So that's the concept. Food is fuel. You are what you eat. Now, here is where this becomes complicated as human beings that we are. we think of food as so many other things, right? We think of food as entertainment, as a reward for something that we did or didn't do. We think of food as punishment. We think of food, it's a story that we create, right? We think about our grandmother's apple pie, and we think about that comfort food that we had at that certain point in our younger life when we experienced something that we either loved or didn't love. So sometimes we have positive attachments to food through stories of our life, such as that, you know, warm, smoky apple pie that we had in the nourishing, nurturing, you know, hopefully loving arms embraced of our grandmother. You know, there's love in that apple pie. Other times we think of, you know, food as something that was a punishment. Like, if ever you were forced to eat something as a child that you absolutely, you know, grossed you out and you really couldn't stand, like, I don't know if it was string beans or if something else, but some kind of food that when you were a kid felt like torture or a punishment, you might as an adult have this imprinted story about that food. So we rarely do we think of it as nutritional units of fuel, right? So that's the first concept, is I just want you to think about. And the reason to think about it that way is because you, again, going back to you as a solopreneur, you as a business owner, you as somebody who needs your vitality and your life force to help you energetically overcome challenges every day, if you get the right inputs, this is going to be really supportive to you being able to manage when things become very challenging in your day-to-day. So concept number two is nutrition as an act of self-care. So the technical definition of a nutrient is, quote, and this is from Webster's Dictionary, a substance that provides nourishment essential for growth and the maintenance of life. So this definition kind of clarifies what we just covered, right? It's the food that we eat, which provides us with the energy that, to maintain our life, right? It's essential. However, in the holistic and functional health practices, we understand this definition to include a variety of other elements and substances which provide essential nourishment in our lives. So this might include relationships, personal success at your job, right? Maybe it's the sale of your new course. Maybe it's getting a new client. This is a nourishing experience for you. The exchange of love between you and a partner, or time spent in a community, belonging to a community, having a group of friends. All of these things are things that nourish us. Creativity, right? Moving our bodies in a way that feels good to us. Exercise. Spirituality. Having a connection to a higher power, like a relationship with something bigger than us. However you define that. All of these things in the holistic lens of nutrition, we think about all of these other things as nourishing. So, you know, when you include nutrition as we know it scientifically, the substance that we consume into our bodies, which feed our bodies on an equal footing with these other areas of life, which nourish our souls and our beings, then we can have a little bit more of a well-rounded snapshot of what gives us energy and life force. So when I think about nutrition, of course, I'm thinking about the macronutrients, like, you know, healthy fats, carbohydrates, proteins, the micronutrients, vitamins, minerals, water. We need those things to sustain our physical existence, our physical tissue. But we really need all those other things that I just listed to nourish us as well. And so when we're looking at that holistically, you know, your career and your solopreneur endeavors that you're undertaking are part of that concept of what nourishes you. And it's important that that becomes in balance with all of these other things that are going to nourish you. So that brings me to concept number three, which is primary foods versus secondary foods. So in my practice, as a holistic health coach, and very much in my practice as a holistic business coach, in fact, I brought the word holistic along with me when I pivoted to doing more business coaching and like technical online marketing coaching, because to me, it's integral. It's an integral piece of the overall practice. Every single one of my clients gets all of my nutrition courses when they hire me, because I know from firsthand experience what it feels like to crash and burn, and I know how amazing it feels to be well-balanced when you go into your work life. So in my practice, I work with my clients to separate these two areas of nutrition into two different categories, right? We have primary foods on the one hand and secondary foods. And you might think that primary foods would be, you know, broccoli and steak and sweet potatoes and, you know, the food that we eat. But actually, in holistic health coaching, we call those secondary foods, right? So the secondary foods are the foods that you see on a plate, and they make up our physical fuel. These are, you know, the macrobiotics I mentioned, proteins, lipids, carbohydrates, and then the micronutrients of vitamins, minerals, and water. And in every single day life, these are going to look like items on a shopping list: fruits, veggies, meats, poultry, you know, dark leafy greens, whole grains, cans of beans, nuts and seeds, anything that you eat through your mouth and move through your digestive process in order to get energy is going to be a secondary food. And that includes, you know, herbs and spices, everything that you eat. And then primary foods are those things that we can nourish us that we can't see necessarily. So these, you know, foods would include, that we call it food still, but we would be thinking about our career, finances, right? Money, balancing our relationship with money, education, and continuing to expand our minds, creativity, and tapping into that, you know, really sort of birthright process of just inventing things, physical activity, moving your body, caring for the toning of your muscles, the uplifting of your bones, health, your overall health, right? Like you're, you know, going to see a doctor and getting your blood work done to know if you're well or not. That is a really important thing. A spiritual practice, which could be a meditation practice. It could be going to, you could be a member of a religion. There's so many great ways to connect to something bigger than yourself. And also even atheism is technically a spiritual practice. So home environment is also part of this. And then of course, joy. Joy to me is a nutrient. It's a big part of what I practice and teach. So this idea of primary foods being all of these foods that nourish us, these things that we do in our lives that we don't actually see on a plate, but that are as important as the macro and micronutrients. And if you want to think of an example of this, of how this kind of works, is like, imagine when you were a kid and you would play outside with your friends in the yard or in the streets, and you might be outside playing for hours and hours and hours on end. And at dinner time, when the bell rings or your mom calls your name, she's like, time to come in and eat. You are like, no, mom, I'm not hungry yet. Or, you know, you're just like, food is the last thing on your mind because you're so fulfilled playing whatever you're playing, tag, hide and seek, hopscotch, like these simple, nourishing moments. And then, you know, at the table, your mom is like dutifully ensuring that you leave no morsel behind. You'd sort of reluctantly force down the minimum requirement that you have to do because you're so eager to get back outside and play. And at the end of the day, you know, you're exhausted, you're satisfied, you're not hungry, you're not thinking about food, and you fall right asleep without even thinking about it. Another great example of a primary food is, think back to if you ever fell deeply in love or ever had a crush on somebody, right? Everything is light and warm, colors are vivid, life is more full of joy. You're literally high off of this person's presence. And there's a sustained and a very exhilarated and blissful feeling and connection. You float on air. You just are, you know, so consumed by the feelings and the energy that you get from this crush and this feeling of falling in love that food, as we see it on a plate, just becomes secondary. Or another example is work-related, right? Think back to a time when you were involved in such an exciting project that you just really believed in what you were doing wholeheartedly. You just felt so confident. You were stimulated. And time ceases to exist. The outside world is muted. Food and what you're going to eat is just an afterthought. Like hours could pass and you wouldn't eat anything. And you might not even notice until you really literally feel your stomach grumbling and demanding food. So these are just a few examples of how primary food plays a role in the balance between, you know, how we conceive of and the role that secondary food plays. So, okay, I have an exercise for you as promised, and I'm very excited to share it with you. So you can pause the podcast. You can go to the show notes on your cell phone or on your desktop. You can download this exercise and then come back to me, or you can do this later. But what it is it's called the circle of life, or it's sometimes referred to as the wheel of life. So if you have a copy of the download, if you paused and you got this, then you're already looking at this wheel. And what it is just a circle cut up into a bunch of different pie pieces. And inside each pie piece, you're going to see the name of one of our primary foods. And so One of those primary foods is home cooking. And so that sort of represents, you know, the nourishing act of creating your own food, but also kind of the secondary foods in general get a slice on the pie. But if you see, there's so many other pieces to this pie. Okay, so here's what you're going to do. If you've already gotten your form, you've gotten your Wheel of Life exercise, then you're going to take a look at this and you'll notice that there are 12 pieces of pie on the wheel. And each one of them contains the name of a different primary food. So we have spirituality, creativity, finances, career, education, health, physical activity, home cooking, home environment, relationships, social life, and joy. And for health, I would just think of that as like your physical overall, you know, wellness, health. Physical activity is obviously exercise. And then home cooking sort of represents that secondary nutrition in general and a balance of the macro and micronutrients that we talked about. But also I think home cooking is its own very nourishing act. And so that's why it's on the wheel. So here's how we're going to do this exercise. If you can, print it out and you can use a pen or a pencil. If you can't, I did give you a fillable form. And that means that along up and down each of these lines on the wheel that separate the pie pieces, there are these clickable spots and you can move your cursor or even use your finger if you're using a smartphone and touch the screen and it will actually place a dot along the wheel, which is pretty cool. So the idea is you're going to set a timer for like 5-10 minutes. You don't want to do this over a long period of time. You just want to go with your gut instinct. And you're going to place a dot in the wheel for each category, right? And for each one, you're going to indicate your level of satisfaction within that area of your life. So if you place a dot closer to the center, that indicates dissatisfaction with that area. And if you place a dot close to the outer periphery of the wheel or the circle, that's going to indicate greater satisfaction and more fulfillment. So at the end, you can just sort of connect all the dots, right? And this is going to give you a snapshot of your current circle of life in regards to nourishment. But more importantly, it's going to highlight for you areas of your primary foods that may be undernourished, underdeveloped, out of balance, and might need your attention. And so with this visual tool, you get to look at your wheel of life, look at these primary foods, and decide where you want to put your focus to bring things into a more fulfilled, more balanced picture. So just identify any imbalances. You can write about this. You can journal about them. Determine where you want to work to create balance in your life. And I think this exercise is so interesting because, you know, if you're working on your business, but your dot for joy is way close to the center and it's really killing you, right? You're just not enjoying it whatsoever. You might want to rethink the method that you're using to approach how you're creating or building your business. If you are working towards a business goal and finances is out of balance, you might want to rethink the price of your offer. In terms of career, as a solopreneur, you could ask yourself, you know, where you're at in the process of solidifying how you feel about, you know, the growth of your path. Is it going the way you want it to or not? And same for education. Maybe if you're feeling, you know, like you really haven't learned anything recently and you're lacking in that department, maybe something along, you know, your career path or your business path, maybe there's an opportunity for you to practice and learn something new. Take a course. You know, even just watching YouTube videos is educational sometimes. So, and so on. And you're going to go around the wheel and place a dot either close to the center or closer to the outside of the wheel for each of these areas of your life. And as you're doing this, just like I said, be honest, be true to yourself, because only you can benefit or not from this exercise. Okay, so that's the Wheel of Life exercise. I hope that you find it helpful. I really do believe that using these types of visual tools, as simple as it might seem, can really give us clarity on the areas of our life where we feel out of balance, and it's all going to support you in your goal of reaching your financial goals, your business goals, and you know the importance of thinking about balance between secondary and primary nutrition. Such an important aspect of having the energy that you need in everyday life to accomplish anything. So just to recap, because I know I began this podcast really talking more about the importance of nutrition and sort of the food that we see on a plate, right? Our secondary foods. But then we landed on an exercise that helps to balance primary foods. I just want to offer to you, because this podcast is really more focused on supporting solopreneurs with the technical work that they're doing, marketing, messaging, energy, expanding your capacity to receive and serve. But none of it matters if our health is not in balance. So if you go to my website, deborahcsmith.com, there's a resources section. There's some really great free resources there. I've got a balanced bowl resource, which is something that gives you all of the different foods that you can be putting in to balance the macro and micronutrients. I've got a really great detox tips freebie that's like a huge document full of information about how to just every single day get toxins out of your system. I've got several different packs of recipes if you're interested in cooking plant-based. And yeah, I've got tons of resources that are just free over there. And I will probably do more podcast episodes that talk about nutrition specifically, because it's such an important part of our overall well-being and then therefore success. But for today, I just want to leave you with this exercise. I want you to just think about this concept of, you know, balancing nutrition as an act of self-care, this concept of, you know, you are what you eat, your inputs create your outputs, and then finally that primary and secondary food exercise that we did. Okay, so if you have questions, you can email me at hello@deborahcsmith.com. Make sure you go grab this free PDF, The Wheel of Life, and I love hearing from you, so comment. Please leave a review if you don't mind, if you're enjoying these episodes, and absolutely let me know if you listen and if you got something out of it. It just makes my day. And I will see you same time, same place next week here on Girl Makes Fire. And as always, my friend, may you be vibrant. Girl Makes Fire is a Luminous Creative production. Big thanks to our advertising partners, Sukara Life and ConvertKit. If you'd like to learn more about our signature coaching program, Build Your Home Base Online, you can visit us at deborahcsmith.com/luminouscreativeoffers.